the kingdom of God is among you. We who pray, who go to church, receive the sacraments, who try to obey the commandments of God, try to live the gospel of Jesus Christ, we feel the kingdom of God upon us, and we consider ourselves members of the kingdom. We're kind of soldiers for the kingdom. We're active. But imagine if you didn't pray. Imagine if you didn't know the gospel, weren't guided by the commandments. You would be just, there'd be no kingdom, there'd be no spiritual kingdom, there'd be just the kingdom of this earth. And the Pharisees are asking Jesus when the kingdom of God would come. Yeah, they think it's a political kingdom, there's soldiers and an army and a physical government. Jesus is saying the kingdom of God I'm talking about is in your heart and in your spirit and your mind. You're living the gospel of Jesus, all spiritual. And yet God created the physical world. He governs the physical world. He governs even politics, even governments and countries. He governs them. You know, sometimes we can watch politics and see how interesting things are going on, and I wonder what's going to happen next, and I hope this person does this or says that, and things change, and you know, and we think that political things, political figures are the ones that govern the world, but it's really through prayer. It's the power of prayer, the power of God that can change events, change political situations, change things, and it's really up to us to pray. And you know, of course, do our own physical thing. If we're going to become politicians or get active in political work, we can do that. And those things can be somewhat important. But Father, much further, more important is the life of prayer and living out of commandments. And the kingdom of God is very much obedience, obeying the commandments, obeying God, obeying what our duties are, obeying what the will of God is on a day-to-day basis. And when we do live this spiritual life, we see ourselves being controlled by God, and this is what we want. We're controlled by Him, by Our Lady, by the Spirit of Grace. As Saint Therese says, you know, in my spirit of prayer and love for God, God's working in me in ways that I can tangibly feel, even though I don't see Him or hear Him. And He inspires me and directs me in ways that I can experience. And she says it happens more often while I'm doing my duties rather than during prayer time, during my active prayer time. So we who live our faith, the more and more we live it and obey the commandments of God and live in the Spirit, the more we are governed by the kingdom of God, and we want that to pervade the world, and we pray that it does.
Christus.